Heads up. Heads up. Heads up.
Exciting game with a lot of emotion there. I saw the physicality intensify in the second, but what was your biggest take overall and how you guys were able to finish?
Well, yeah, I thought our offense did a better job of getting pucks than that. Our D did a great job of getting shots through, and we're allowed to get some rebounds and kind of create things that way. So that definitely played a big part for us.
How much was it really more of a shot mentality to get back after, you know, Coop said the other night that a lot of maybe overpassing, but to kind of get back to that shoot-first mentality?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the pucks aren't going in sometimes. You know, you try to force it a little bit too much, but you just got to get back to the basics, get back to what's worked. And, you know, I thought we did that. I thought us shooting the puck created some other opportunities for us, and we were able to make plays after that. And that's just kind of what you need to do.
How feel for you? It's been a while since you kind of hit the back of the net there to find a seam goal for yourself.
Yeah, it feels really good. Obviously, when you're not scoring, you're getting the opportunities. Confidence starts to dip a little bit, but you know, I knew it was just a matter of time. We just had to keep going. And, yeah, luckily, Sam and Powell made a great play there, and you know, really the whole goal is because Kobe drove the net there and created some opportunities, some ice for us, and you know, it's awesome when it goes in.
How the post-whistle scrum, not that it's unusual, but you know, as we start to get this time of year, but this is a potential first-round matchup. Do you see kind of some of that stuff maybe looking down the road when you, if you might see these guys?
Personally, I think it's more just playing Pittsburgh. I think it always happens. So, you know, I think it's just two quality teams that, you know, very competitive. Both teams hate to lose, and both teams give it their all. So those games are going to happen. And, you know, like I said, I thought it was a good hard-fought game. But to answer your question, I mean, as far as, you know, closer to playoffs you get, the more the playoff atmosphere starts to come. And, you know, those things definitely happen.
To see that as you guys break through with all the scoring, it's coming from guys who aren't your scoring leaders, but that depth that was so key on the big run.
Yeah, I mean, that's our team. We feel like regardless of who you are in our lineup, at any part, you know, we're able to score goals, and that's what really helps us, and you know, I think kind of drives everything that we do. So, you know, dry it up a little bit, but you know, there's still a lot left in the tank for us, and you know, hopefully it's built some confidence for everyone. We can just keep on going.
Your experience in your career when you score one after not one for a while, does it continue you a lift, or how do you describe it?
I feel like the burden gets off your shoulders a little bit. You know, you're not necessarily thinking about it as much. You're just, you know, trying to play your game. And I mean, as much as you want to say that you're not thinking about when it's happening, obviously it's in the back of your head a little bit. And, you know, like I said, I talked to you earlier, you know, you tighten your stick a little bit too much. And, you know, once that happens, you kind of relax and can get back to it.
What started that thing with you and Crosby? It seemed like you gave him a clean check of the boards, right? That kind of started that.
I don't really want to talk about it.
Yeah. Okay.